Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a big Cinco de Fivo from Sean in a couple of minutes. CP, the franchise in the building. We'll talk Knick basketball as they get set to find out who their opponent is tomorrow night. Yankees, Blue Jays later tonight right here on the Fan. I'm looking at the lineup. It's a nothing crazy. Volpe, Soto, Judge, he's back in center. Giancarlo is DHing. Anthony Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, Alex Verdugo, Jose Trevino, and as Waldo Cabrera with Carlos Rodon on the mound. The Mets are taking on the Pirates, trying to win another series. Francisco Alvarez is DHing, but is in the lineup. Here's the thing about the Rangers that scares me. I'll give you a fair analysis on something that has occurred with them over the last year that I've seen be a thing that helps propel teams in the National Hockey League. And that is being humbled with a defeat, being humbled with a setback
early
before winning a championship. I mean a full season. So the two examples I'd give you would be the New York Islanders right before their dynasty, right before their dynastic run. The New York Islanders lost a brutal semifinal series to the New York Rangers in 1979. The Islanders' response was to not only win the Stanley Cup in 1980, but they won 19 consecutive postseason series before they finally got knocked off in the Cup final in 1984. So that defeat at the hands of the New York Rangers, and I've heard many of the older Islander fans say this, and Islander players, that defeat was necessary for them to go on that run. The New York Rangers, right before they won the Cup in 1994, they had a bad year in 1993. They missed the playoffs entirely. That humbling experience may have been the thing that propelled them to winning a Stanley Cup the following year. Here's what now scares me about the New York Rangers. Their humbling experience was pretty damn humbling last year.
Yeah.
They had a lead against the New Jersey Devils. Despite the regular seasons, I think they were viewed as the better team than the New Jersey Devils. Sean Morash took a broom out on the New Jersey Devils. There was an arrogance, a confidence, a belief that it would be easy, especially after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals a year earlier. They lose that series. Is that the same humbling experience that the 93 Rangers and the 79 Islanders had that eventually led to the Stanley Cup?
It galvanizes you because it's the last thing you want to hear about is losing in that fashion. Because it doesn't go away until you replace it.
Yes.
Right? It's the problem with sports. Like, people expect success, and if you have abject failure, the only way to make them forget about it is to have success. Virginia 2019.
I think that's it. By the way, that's a great example. I didn't even use that one, but especially with you sitting in the room as a Virginia guy, that's another example of it, just not locally.
Right. But it's nationally famous.
And even Purdue getting back to a national championship after they suffered that same humbling defeat. See? Does that make you believe, Sean?
There is hope, Sean.
Yeah, and there's other hockey examples nobody cares about. The Lightning,
That's true. The Lightning got humbled, they won the President's Trophy. They got swept in the first round by Columbus, I think.
With Artemi Zarin.
And then came back.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hockey examples of that humbling. Then the next year you win the Cup. It's go time now. It's absolutely go. No more of this, you're losing the second round, fun little spring, hockey's weird. No. It's go time.
Washington, Detroit, Pittsburgh, or Philly, who do you want?
Anybody but Pittsburgh would be my answer.
You're scared of Pittsburgh?
No. It's Ovechkin, right?
Well, Ovechkin with the Capitals.
With Washington, with the Capitals.
Yeah. Crosby scares me the most.
Right.
I'd like to avoid facing Ovechkin. Truth be told, give me the Detroit Red Wings. Bunch of young guys up and down. They've played good recently.
By the way, did you see
they streaky? Like,
yeah.
I felt like I looked at their schedule and they had lost like 8 in a row at one point.
Yeah. By the way,
but then they also won a bunch as well.
Any one of these teams that the Rangers play, if there's a 7-game series, it's a disappointment.
Mm. Gotta take him early. Take him early.
Wrap it up, baby.
I appreciate you doing something that some of my friends who are Knick fans could not do and say, hey, I prefer to play this team over that team. So I respect that you did that.
Yeah, I'm not a wimp.